This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 14. How to take notes like a pro on speaking, part two. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we are here to show you how to get the 7 that you need on your next IELTS exam. Subscribe to our show and join Jessica Beck, the Examiner of Excellence, and Lindsay McMahon, the English Adventurer, coming to you from Portland, Oregon, and Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Are you nervous about speaking for 2 minutes? In today's episode, you'll get two note-taking strategies to use to ace the speaking section of the IELTS.
Lindsay, hello, hello.
Hey, 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 Jessica, what's shaking?
Hey, hey, Lindsay.
You're crazy.
How's
really
it going?
Good, really good. I'm super excited to talk about IELTS again. Love it.
Woohoo!
The most.
I'm excited every day to talk about IELTS.
What are we going to talk about today?
So we have. Yeah, we have a really specific topic today, which is something that I spend a lot of time on in my classes, talking and practicing how to take, talking about and practicing how to take notes in speaking part two.
That's really important.
Lindsay, are you familiar with what happens in speaking part two?
I'm really not. Could you enlighten me?
Oh, my pleasure. Oh, of course I can. just a quick recap. So speaking part one is where the examiner asks you about three different topics, very simple questions like, what does your apartment look like? Or do you enjoy shopping for shoes? Very, very easy sort of things. And then part two, the examiner gives you a topic card. Well, these days it's a booklet. So the examiner shows you one page in the booklet and it has one topic card on there. You cannot change topics. Okay. You have to do what the examiner
gives
you.
Important to note that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you have 1 minute to prepare your answer and then you must speak for 1 to 2 minutes. So this preparing is really important. So you have a piece of paper and a pencil to take notes on, and how you do that is important. Like, Lindsay, how do you organize your notes if you're brainstorming?
Yeah, that's a good question. I like to use bullet points when I'm brainstorming, just to, you know, write general ideas down. I don't go into too much detail when I'm brainstorming because I figure that if I have the main idea, I can then expand as much as I need to when I'm going into more detail. For example, in the speaking test for this, right? So bullet points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think bullet points are a really good idea. That's how I organize my thoughts too. But maybe we would be like linear thinkers or something. No. I'm not sure what the term would be, but some people prefer like mind maps or word clouds where you have like a circle with a word in the middle and then like lines and circles going out from that central topic. That's more confusing for me. It's messy for me. I don't like it, but for some people it works really well. To write down only general ideas, I think that's good if you have lots of time you have, let's see, like a big project you're thinking of. But in this case, for a very specific topic, I tell students to write down everything you think of, absolutely anything related to the topic. Write it down. And very important, do not write in your own language.
Oh, interesting. Really? No, that's a really good tip, actually, Jessica, because I think a lot of our listeners might assume that it's okay to. And why is it that we don't want to write in our own language? Is that because we want to get into the English speaking mode?
That's one reason for sure. But also, and I've seen students do this where if they take notes in their first language. And then as soon as they start talking, they're slower because they're translating at the same time. So their ideas do not sound as, they don't sound as fluent, and they don't sound as organized because there's more like, while they like read in Arabic or Chinese and then try and translate into English at the same time.
Yeah,
so keep it all in English.
So whether you choose to do bullet points in a linear fashion or whether you choose to make a mind map, make sure it's in English and not in your native language.
Yeah, and this is something that you should practice. This might sound easy to you, you know, just take notes and then talk. It does sound simple and easy, sure, but I promise you, when you get to the test and you're a little bit nervous, you know, maybe the examiner looks mean or something. I don't know. But practice this first. Get used to brainstorming, because in some countries, this isn't done in schools. I know in America, we do this from a very early age. Brainstorming is a skill we practice a lot, like I did growing up.
Yeah.
But when I taught in Taiwan and I started doing brainstorming with my students, it was like a new skill for them. So definitely practice this note taking, where look at examples of topics online and then sit down, give yourself 5 minutes to brainstorm. Really practice the skill, and then you'll get
better. Yeah, I like that idea. I don't think it happens. We're not trained in that in all parts of the world. You're right. Guys, when it comes to the IELTS exam, preparation is the key to avoiding anxiety on the test. And the best way to be prepared is to understand what the examiner is going to want on the most difficult and anxiety-provoking section of the test, and that is the speaking section. To find out exactly what the examiner is going to want, you can go right now and get that information. Go to allearsenglish.com/evaluation. That's allearsenglish.com/EVALUATION and download the 4 things that the examiner wants right now for free. See you there. And where online would we find those sample speaking questions? Do you know where we could go?
That's a good question. IELTS.org will have practices for sure. But there are IELTS forums where candidates upload questions that they've seen on the test. Mm-hmm. So you might look for an IELTS forum. So that's FORUM. Mm-hmm. I would search for that, and then you could get ideas from students who have taken the test. But definitely start at IELTS.org, because they're going to have practice tests.
Great. And how many times per week? Let's say we have the exam in 30 days. How many times per week would you recommend going through this brainstorming and note-taking activity to prepare for the speaking?
Yeah, that's a great idea. I think for a lot of people, just a couple times a week, maybe 2 times a week might be enough. But if it were me, honestly, I would practice this almost every day. I'd say like 5 times a week, because not only is it good practice for the speaking test, but it really gets you in the mode of thinking in English and coming up with ideas in English. And this will start training your brain to where, you know, English is coming faster, and then when you get to the test and you're planning for speaking and writing, these ideas will come faster. So I would say as much as you can, you know, once a day would be great.
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to over prepare, right? It's better than under preparing.
Yes, for sure. Definitely.
Love it.
And you know, if you can't find specific task or part 2 cards online, you know, IELTS draws its topics from newspapers and magazines. So you could seriously just sit down with a newspaper and look at the title where, you know, traveling abroad or eating in a foreign country, or, you know, just pick a title and then brainstorm on that.
Oh, okay.
That's okay. Yeah.
And we would just have to come up with the question, right? Or, well, phrase it as a kind of a question.
So what the card looks like is there's a sentence at the top that says, for example, describe a time when you gave help to a stranger. Mm-hmm. And then underneath will be three bullet points that give you ideas about what to say. So it'll be like who the stranger was, what they needed help with, why you helped them. And then there's another sentence on the bottom that says like, and describe how this made you feel or something like that. So yeah. So, I actually tell students to not worry about those three bullet points in the middle. You don't have to talk about those. Those things are just there to give you ideas. Okay. I think a better way to approach it is to just read the topic, describe a time when you had to help a stranger, and then just start brainstorming. Hmm. Because the best thing you can do in part two is to tell a story, because that's a very organized way to talk for 2 minutes.
Ah, I like it. It's also more coherent. It comes together more. Instead of all these loose facts, it's about telling the story, and you will be more animated. And we've talked before about the importance of being a drama king or drama queen to raise our speaking score. Yeah. And the way to do that is to get involved and excited about the story you're telling, especially when it's a personal story. Hey, you know, last Tuesday, I passed this homeless woman and I helped her and da-da-da. And it can get very intense when you're recounting that story.
Totally. And just concentrate on giving as much detail as you can, you know, and keep talking until the examiner stops you. The examiner controls the time. So as soon as the examiner's little stopwatch says 2 minutes, then she or he will say, thank you. And then they might ask you one more question and then move on to part three. So don't worry about timing. Just keep talking.
Love it. Okay. Awesome. Well, this has been really helpful. Is there any final tip you want to give regarding taking notes for speaking section part two?
Just to keep practicing, just to sit down and give yourself enough time to practice brainstorming, and don't just practice for the 1 minute, practice for 10 minutes and then 5 minutes and then 1 minute, you know, just to really get strong with that skill.
And that's something. Yeah. And that's something we could cover in another episode, how to deal with time strategies in your practice, like how, you know, starting with a lot of time and then kind of weaning yourself off of that excessive time and breaking it down, getting more and more concise. So we'll cover that in another episode.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Cool. For Great. Sure. Yeah. Well, thanks,
Thank
Lindsay.
Thank you, Jessica. This has been very informative.
And hopefully fun. It was fun
for
me.
Of course it was. All right. Thanks a lot. Have a good one.
Thanks, Bye. Lindsay. You too. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.